Greetings in Christ's name this morning. All of us look at the world through our set of experiences and what we believe to be true. And we sometimes think of it as lenses or sunglasses, we could say, that we see the rest of life through. In fact, not only do these lenses affect how we see the world, but more importantly, how we see God. We as fathers are very influential in how our children learn to see their Heavenly Father. Jesus wants to take the distortion in our lenses and the hurts in our hearts so that we can better understand His love for us. My focus this morning is on the Father's love. Thinking firstly about our influence as earthly fathers. If I'm a very permissive father, without the backbone to establish clear boundaries and discipline my children, then they will tend to see God as being very permissive as well. Or if I'm very harsh and strict with them, they will tend to see God as also being very harsh, and when they mess up, then God is very harsh with them if they mess up. Or also, if I am a really busy father and neglect my children, they will tend to believe that God is really too busy to have a close relationship with them and doesn't care about them. As hard as we fathers try to love our children the way God loves us, we still mess up, we still don't get it right, we still inadvertently wound our children. And since we are all children, we all have experienced father wounds, whether we realize it or not. And so the challenge is, first of all, is to admit where we've been hurt. But we don't stop there. We take the wounds to Jesus and allow Him to bring healing to our hearts. This is an important but sometimes overlooked part of Jesus' ministry here on earth. Luke records the account of Jesus going into the synagogue and reading these words from Isaiah, Luke 4:18 and 19. Jesus is reading from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus came to set at liberty those who are bruised, or as some translations would say, free those who are oppressed. As God heals our hearts, we can more fully understand His love for us as His children. 1 John 3:1, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are." I'm going to read the story of the prodigal son from Luke 15. I appreciated Julian's teaching from this story several months ago, and also re-listening to my brother John's topic from several years ago on this very subject, as well as listening to some of Jack Frost's teachings. The story of the prodigal son, Luke 15, beginning in verse 11. "And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but but I perish here with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he rose and came to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this your son of yours, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.'" Sorry, misread that. When this son of yours came, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." I obviously cannot study this story in an in-depth way this morning, but I want to pick out a few highlights. All of us probably can probably pick out ways that we have responded like the younger brother or the older brother, and maybe both. Maybe we have left the father's house with a rebellion and defiance that said, "I can do this on my own." Or maybe we've stayed in the father's house and have done all the right things and have worked hard, but yet have never experienced intimate relationship with the Father. And so how do you experience intimacy with the Father? I will summarize a few of the points that Julian shared that I think bear repeating. One of the points was through repentance. God's message was the same to the younger son as it was to the older son. And so the call to both sons is the same. Come home and enjoy the intimacy of the Father. Another point was receive his forgiveness for believing lies about his love. So both sons, in different ways, believed that their father's love for them was based on their performance. The younger son realized he had really messed up and didn't think he was worthy to be called a son in his father's house. On the other hand, the older son believed that he earned his father's love through his good performance. And so, neither is true. The father loved them because they were his sons, not based on their performance. And Julian's final point, receiving the father's love in humility, because God longs for intimacy with us. My brother John said it well, and so I'll repeat two things he said. Experiencing the Father's love is the deep certainty in my heart that the God of the universe is not opposed to me, even though I deserve it, but that he is for me. And secondly, it's not what you can do, it's what the Father has already done. It's a vulnerable trust, believing who God says we are and who God says he is. End of quotes. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Father's Love Letter, which was compiled by Barry Adams. It's a paraphrase of Bible verses from both the Old Testament and New Testaments that are presented in the form of a love letter from God to us. And I know it's been shared here before, but I want to share it again this morning. So I invite you to soak and revel in the Father's love as I read this. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. You were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you received comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are as countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries the lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son, Jesus. In him, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I'm not counting your sins against you. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been your father, and will always be father. I've always been father and will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God. Let's kneel for prayer. Heavenly Father, in humility we come to you this morning, grateful for your provision. We're grateful that we can be called your children. And God, I just pray that you'd continue to bring healing to our hearts and show us more and more who you are and your love for us. I pray your blessing on the rest of the service for the Sunday school and all the teachers as they lead out. And also, the remainder of the service was share time and the message. Pray that you could be lifted up and your name glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.